Have you ever felt a little different? Have you ever felt like an outsider? Has this been a thought that you've carried for your whole life? Well, you might be like our guest this morning, Cindy Kruger, psychic medium. Now, after surviving a serious car accident that she says if it wasn't for her guiding angels, she wouldn't be with us today. Well, it was that serious car accident that changed her life forever. She's here today to chat about her life, her TV show, and of course, we're taking your calls if you'd like to do a crossing with someone in your life that you've lost. Cindy, welcome back to East Coast Radio, my love.
Thank you so much for having me.
So what a lot of people don't actually know is that you and I actually went to school together.
I know, isn't that exciting?
It is exciting. I mean, I think we've seen a lot of each other since 1997. So, I mean, I take it that at school, you obviously had this gift. I mean, school must have been a very different place for you than it was for me. Talk to me about that.
It was very different, suppressing this gift, especially through the youthful stages. I mean, I had developed this gift from about 8 years old. I could start seeing and experiencing. So from 8 all the way through school, I found people would judge people and saying, oh, she's misunderstood or she's very different. And I think it was your shirt you have to bear and wear. But yes, very much suppressing it, always knowing kind of where things were going to go wrong or right, but never actually telling anyone, constantly suppressing it, keeping it quiet, and still trying to focus on schoolwork.
And I mean, after school, did you enter into like a corporate realm?
Definitely. After schooling, which I was quite excited to kind of leave that indoctrinated space and move more into freedom. So I really enjoyed varsity, and then from there studied travel and tourism and got accepted to work in Disney World, Orlando, Florida.
Every girl's dream.
Yes. And that took me on an absolute amazing roller coaster of a world. We were SA representatives, just a few of us that were selected to open up Animal Kingdom, which was phenomenal. And I think the gift started really pacing itself then with me, trying to grow with me. But at that same time, I suppressed the gift a lot because I felt like I have to own this corporate space.
And a TV show, girl. Tell us about the TV show.
I'm so honored to be working in a collaboration with Fox. The TV show airs. It's called Spirit, and it airs on Fox Life, channel 126 on DSTV. And it's going to be absolutely amazing at 5 to 8 at night. And it's a beautiful collaboration of celebrities and general people who we've been able to select and read for, and everything from South Africa and Africa, which is even more exciting. If I can give any opportunity to Fox, it's been an amazing family feeling, you know, when everything just joins itself at the perfect timing right together. And it all happened in like a space of a heartbeat. So at the same time of my dream coming true to have this opportunity, it's also been a dream come to be able to touch the nation, explore and show.
So you're a psychic medium, but you also do crossings from past to present.
Yeah, so what you'll find is on a psychic side, they generally can tell your past, present, future, but cannot cross over to loved ones. When you're adding on the mediumship side, it's your pure channel. So you're channeling from above with your loved ones. Generally, a medium can cross over as well as predict your past, present, future, whereas a psychic generally can't connect to the other side. They can only tell the future.
Okay. Would you be keen to do a few calls, maybe get a few people to cross with people they've lost?
Yes.
Okay, let's do that. So coming up in 11 minutes time, we're going to do a live crossing with Cindy Kruger. Stay right where you are. This is going to be something to remember. Okay, so we're back with Cindy Kruger, a psychic medium who has a new television program out on Fox Life called Spirit. And now the moment we've all been looking forward to, we're going to do a crossing with a listener. Okay, you ready, babes?
Yes, I'm ready.
Hello?
Hello.
Hello. Annalie, welcome to East Coast Radio. You're chatting to Jane and Lee Thomas. How are you, my love?
I'm well and yourself. Thanks, Jane.
Cool. I'm very well. Thank you. I'm sitting here with Cindy Kruger, and I believe that you would like to do a crossing.
Yes, please, ma'am. I'd really appreciate it.
Who would you like to do the crossing to?
With my son. He passed away at the beginning of this year.
Hi, Annalie. I can feel already vibrations through you. Your heart is racing quite a bit. And have you been pretty much quite anxietied all the way through this morning?
Actually, yes. To a point that I actually like vomiting.
It's okay, it's okay. Don't stress too much about that. That's just vibrational signs from him to you coming forward. The variation to this message is, and before we connect to your son, this might be another person stepping forward for you. I kept wanting to choke or not breathe correctly. So something wrong with my chest. Does that connect to your son or any other male figure passed on connected to you?
Both my late husband and my son.
Okay, thank you. So first validation coming forward is sudden death, sudden, unexpected, and both of them connecting to the chest area. Do you connect to that?
That's correct, ma'am.
I'm also picking up a distance between your husband's death and your son's death. How do you connect with that?
2 days apart.
Thank you.
But there's like 12 years in between.
Thank you. Okay, yes, that's exactly what I was going to say. 12 years in between. So there was a distance between the deaths. Do you connect with that?
That's correct.
Okay. With your son, you keep validating how you should have seen this coming. You should have helped him. You should have done something for him. And he's taking responsibility for his death and not advising you. So how do you connect with this?
Well, he had a bit of an addiction, and we could have helped him more. We tried to, but we just feel that we failed him.
Okay, first thing he's saying is, Mom, you heard me say I take responsibility for this death. So he is acknowledging to you that there was ways, means he could have reached you, told you what was happening, and had not advised you. So first of all, he's acknowledging taking responsibility for this. And I do feel not necessarily overdose, but I am seeing contribution towards death. Does that make sense to you?
That does, ma'am.
Okay, so he's validating that for me. The first thing he's acknowledging with you is saying, I'm sorry. He's asking you for forgiveness and to let this be. He feels as though he placed the burden on your life, because your whole entire life, he says, you've had sleepless nights. You've never been able to actually sleep through a night. Is that correct?
That's correct.
He's also said you've basically either lost jobs or haven't been able to cope with handling your jobs because of him and the way in which life had continued forward. Can you connect with that?
That's correct.
He feels responsible for your husband's death, who comes forward with more heavier chest pain connected to heart, chest, lungs, and breathing. And your husband says to tell you we are reunited, but the one thing he's validating to you and acknowledging is saying he felt responsible for his father's death in some way or another. He carried a lot of anger issues towards us. Do you connect with this?
Yes, we do.
Okay, and so from this, your son had never coped, and I think this is the downward spiral, unfortunately, your son had achieved and went into. Do you connect with that?
Yes, I do.
All right. At the timing of your husband's passing, he says he collapsed. So how do you connect with collapse? Something collapsed? I don't know if it was a lung or physical body collapse. How do you connect with this?
Yes, he did. He did collapse.
All right. Was the son anywhere near the presence of this?
No, he wasn't.
All right, and this is where your son is now taking responsibility. I was there. I could have saved him. I could have done something for him. And this is where your son's downward spiral started occurring. There's amazing memories for you. I don't know how to connect this. Either your son either loved memorabilia or had weird photos on his phone that you're constantly looking at going, how did this occur? So there is connections to either photos or cell phone, where it's almost like you're seeing everything about him renewed. Does that make sense?
Yes, it does.
Okay, and he's just saying at least he left a bit of a legacy for you to remember him by. His weird photos, his weird mannerisms. He's acknowledging to you that he's sorry for feeling misunderstood in this life and making it your problem, and this is why he keeps validating the responsibility he's taking. He says that now he begins to value what he's lost, and that is his life cut short. And do you connect with the month of September, August, and March?
September, August, and March. Yes, I do.
Validate to me what they are.
September is his stepdad's birthday. Mm-hmm. March is his grand birthday. And August, I'm not too sure.
Okay, give me a minute. Is there anything to you looking for new work or new direction?
For us.
Yeah.
Yes, there is.
All right, so the validation of new work, new finance lifting, he's validating is August coming up for you, so stop stressing about that one.
Sure.
The connection that's coming forward as well is him validating a ceremonious, weird way of celebrating a death. So it wasn't just a normal funeral ceremony, almost like a wake or a way of everybody celebrating, because your son was quite popular as much as he was misunderstood.
That's correct.
Okay, so he validates his send-off, is what he wants to call it, acknowledging,
yes.
Bless you, Mom, you did it exactly the way I wanted it. We had a drink on me.
We actually went, we had his wake at a club that he used to hang around with all the time, and there was like over 300 people there.
And we had a drink, Mom. We had a drink on me at my wake, and that's why he says not a funeral.
Yes, I did.
And this is why he's saying to you, Mom, I was there. I needed to witness my death to know who I am. And he says, I will never leave your side. And he says to me, you gave him a ring or it was a chain. How do you connect with the jewelry item, a ring or a chain?
Yes, it was a chain with a cross on.
Thank you. And he says, you've got it now.
he's, the mother of his child has got it.
All right, so it's still...
She melted it down into a ring
for
a little girl.
Thank you. Validation. He says he wants to validate to all of you. The ring is round. It has no end. And that is my love for you. It'll never end. So may I be in spirit and may I be with you. I'll never stop loving you. And that's why he says my sign to you all is the sign of feathers.
Thank you.
It's a pleasure. You okay?
Thank you very much.
All right. Okay, lots of love to you, my darling.
Thank you very much, man.
Okay, bye.
Okay, bye.
Give me 5 seconds, please. Everyone. How do you do this all the time? On the first go. How do you do this? How do you deal with people's sadness? Seriously, I'm finished.
It was, how nice was the affirmation ring chain? The chain was melted down into a ring. The wake, not funeral. Eh? Lovely. Good affirmations.
Cindy, thank you so much for joining us in studio today. It's been an absolute pleasure and one heck of an emotional roller coaster. You can catch Cindy Krueger on her new TV series called Spirit. It's out now on Fox Life. Babe, if you can fit us in on your busy schedule, you're welcome back at East Coast Radio anytime. All the best for the new show.
Thank you so much for having me.